Pope Benedict XVI and Catholicus Carinkin II emerged from a private meeting shortly before noon and made their way to the Clementine Hall of the Apostolic Palace, where a group of 300 Armenian bishops and faithful awaited them. There, Pope Benedict led the assembly in an ecumenical service of midday prayer, with psalms sung according to the Armenian rite.
Blessing and glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always and unto the ages of ages.
Then, speaking through an interpreter, Catholicos Carinkin addressed the Pope, underlining how his pilgrimage to Rome was a symbol of the search for unity in Christ.
Dear brother in Christ, through the blessings of our Lord's all-provident right hand, we stand alongside one another today to strengthen and testify to the fraternal love between our two churches.
In his address, Pope Benedict traced the history of relations between the two churches and the visible signs of growing mutual acceptance, such as increased cooperation in the Joint Commission for Theological Dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Oriental Orthodox Churches.
In our ecumenical dialogue, important progress has been made in clarifying the doctrinal controversies that have traditionally divided us, particularly over questions of Christology. We pray that its activity will bring us closer to full and visible communion, and that the day will come when our unity in faith makes possible a common celebration of the Eucharist.
Until that day, Pope Benedict urged greater pastoral cooperation, offering the full support of the Catholic Church as the Armenian people face the immense task of rebuilding the Church in their country, where, he said, the recent history of the Armenian Apostolic Church has been written in the contrasting colors of persecution and martyrdom, darkness and hope, humiliation and spiritual rebirth.
Thanks to your pastoral leadership, the glorious light of Christ shines again in Armenia, and the saving words of the Gospel can be heard once more. Of course, you are still facing many challenges on the social, cultural, and spiritual levels. In this regard, I must mention the recent difficulties suffered by the people of Armenia and express the prayerful support of the Catholic Church in the search for justice and peace and the promotion of the common good.
Then Pope Benedict further underscored the common bonds that bind, noting that Saturday both churches and their respective traditions will begin the liturgical celebration of Pentecost.
It is the Holy Spirit who brings about the church's unity. The path towards the restoration of full and visible communion among all Christians may seem long and arduous. Much remains to be done to heal the deep and painful divisions that disfigure Christ's body.
However, Pope Benedict continued, the Holy Spirit guides the Church in surprising and often unexpected ways.
By the dew of the Holy Spirit, see seed.
The Holy Father ended by quoting from an address delivered to a group of Armenian bishops over 800 years ago by Nerses of Lambron.
Perhaps, thanks to his power, may we also produce fruits, so that we may restore the peace of the Church of Christ today in intention, tomorrow in fact.
This, Pope Benedict told the delegation, is also my prayerful wish. I'm Emer McCarthy.